At a time when few companies are hiring, the federal government may be a good place to look for work. President Obama's plans to expand domestic programs and enhance foreign diplomacy could lead to tens of thousands of new jobs. Some of those jobs are likely to be with the State Department. From Washington, Danielle Anastasian has the story.
26-year-old Vin Traverso is shipping out to Afghanistan in October, but he won't be fighting the Taliban.
I'll be sitting at a window in the consular section of the embassy, providing services to Americans that, you know, may have run into some trouble out there, or interviewing Afghans who come in looking for a visa.
Traverso is one of hundreds of new hires in the Foreign Service, and he says it's taken him years to get there.
When September 11th happened, I had a lot of friends that were looking for ways to serve our country and to find a way out of this mess. None of us were really sure how we'd gotten here, but we knew that it was somehow centered in the Middle East and in Afghanistan, and there was just something wrong.
Traverso spent the next 5 years learning Arabic, two of them overseas, running a fishing company in Dubai. Now he's learning Dari, for his first tour is a consular officer in Kabul. But new hires like these have been a rarity at the State Department. John Nalen heads the American Foreign Service Association. He says the State Department suffered during the Bush era.
Of course, the U.S. invaded Iraq. Congress did not appropriate funds for the Foreign Service positions there. So under Secretary Rice, positions were basically stolen from embassies and offices around the world in order to staff up Iraq.
Lack of congressional funding has meant a shortfall of staffing and training for diplomats.
We're 30% short overseas right now of having language-qualified officers in language-designated positions. Sending people out without language is like soldiers without bullets.
Ronald Newman served as ambassador to Afghanistan until 2007. He says that military efforts there have suffered from lack of civilian support.
I ask myself how many people we have killed in Iraq and Afghanistan because we don't have the language capability on our military side.
Harry Thomas is Director General of the Foreign Service and a veteran of Secretary Rice's State Department.
So I can't speak to Ambassador Newman's comments. I have great respect for him. I'd like to see that quantified.
But even Defense Secretary Gates has lamented the staffing gap at the State Department.
Despite new hires, there are only about 6,600 professional Foreign Service officers, less than the manning for one aircraft carrier strike group.
A war funding bill last June sought to change that by providing new money for hiring. The State Department has asked Congress for an additional 1,500 new positions this year. Harry Thomas.
I see what we're acting on now is Secretary Rice's plan. The initial requests for this came under Secretary Rice to President Bush in August of 2007. And what Secretary Clinton and President Obama are doing are building and adding to that.
While there's now widespread acceptance of the need for more diplomacy, the budget request comes at the same time as the financial crisis. Ambassador Newman says there's no question about the cost.
The question is whether you pay for it up front or whether you pay for it downstream by wars, mismanaged funds, waste, and fraud. Well, you're going to pay equally. You can pay intelligently or you can pay in disaster.
Luis Arriaga is Director of Recruitment at the State Department. He's hopeful that Congress approves the new positions in the coming weeks.
We are preparing to start hiring people as quickly as possible. There's a whole list of languages that we call critical languages that include Arabic, Mandarin, Dari, Farsi, Nepali, Russian, Tajik. It's no secret that we have a growing role in that part of the world.
Junior Foreign Service Officer Vin Traverso agrees.
You know, whether you're for wars or against wars or for trade or against trade, you're in a place where you can really help our country achieve its objectives in some of the most difficult places on Earth.
For NPR News, I'm Danielle Anastasian in Washington.